Ever wondered why some professionals effortlessly ascend while others remain stuck despite tireless effort? The answer isn't working harder, it's working differently. As the youngest general manager in Hewlett-Packard's history at 33, Patty Azzarello discovered that career advancement requires a strategic shift in approach, not just increased hours. Unlike vague career guides, her framework has helped thousands break through plateaus without sacrificing personal happiness. The truth is that working hard alone won't propel your career forward. The most successful leaders aren't necessarily the most technically skilled or the hardest working. They're the ones who understand how to create maximum impact with minimal wasted effort. They focus on outcomes rather than activities, visibility rather than just performance, and building networks rather than just delivering results. Think about it. Have you ever worked incredibly hard on a project only to see someone else get credit? Or watched a colleague with seemingly less technical skill get promoted faster? The missing piece isn't more work. It's strategic work that positions you for advancement while maintaining balance. Career advancement relies on three interconnected strategies that create a multiplier effect when combined. Do better, look better, and connect better. Do better means producing exceptional results by focusing on high-impact priorities. Successful professionals create systems that free them from daily tasks to work on what truly matters, like the marketing director who developed templates and processes that improved quality while saving time. Look better involves making your work visible to decision makers. This isn't shameless self-promotion. It's ensuring your contributions are valued. One engineering manager delivered stellar results yet received no raise because nobody knows you. Great work alone isn't enough. Connect better means building a broad support network of mentors, partners, and supporters. As you advance, your focus needs to broaden, not just deepen. These strategies amplify each other. Working hard is futile if no one sees your work. Creating visibility without results will backfire. And you can't build a network without credibility or leverage it without focusing on business priorities. Before implementing any advancement strategy, you must create time for forward-propelling activities. If you're maxed out with your current workload, advancement becomes impossible. The harsh reality? Nobody but you has motivation to make you less busy. Your team, boss, and colleagues benefit from your constant output. If you're overwhelmed in your current role, you're not ready for a bigger one. Successful people weren't given extra time to be strategic, they created it. Many resist this idea, fearing that not appearing busy signals lack of commitment or that thinking time looks unproductive. This mindset creates a trap. The solution starts with giving yourself permission to be less busy. Delivering work isn't the same as adding value. While entry-level value ties directly to hours worked, managerial value comes from outcomes created. Taking an hour to walk and returning with an idea that improves team efficiency by 20% adds more value than staying busy with tactical activities. What if you viewed overwhelm not as a badge of honor, but as a problem to solve? Highly successful people don't do everything. They disappoint some people but maintain ruthless focus on what matters most. They execute the few things with the biggest business impact exceptionally well, not by privilege, but through difficult choices and risk-taking. Your job as a leader is getting the most important work done despite obstacles. Ruthless priorities are those few initiatives with outsized business impact that must be completed regardless of circumstances. When you deliver on high-impact priorities, you'll be forgiven for what remains undone. Consider the COO who delayed infrastructure projects to implement a revenue-driving point-of-sale system. By saying no frequently, he created success where it mattered most. The math is simple. Spreading energy across 100 tasks will never match dedicating 2/3 of your time to 3 critical priorities. Since you can't complete everything anyway, intentionally leave 40% undone to score significant wins on what truly impacts the business. To be a great manager, you must rise above detailed work. Each promotion isn't just a new title. It's an entirely different job requiring a new mindset. Your value shifts from personally delivering work to developing strategy, growing people, and building teams that achieve results beyond your individual capacity. Many new leaders cling to their expert status, working excessive hours to maintain technical superiority while handling leadership duties. But trying to know everything your team knows impedes both your success and their growth. Your role isn't to be the smartest person, it's to bring out the best in others. Each step up requires letting go of more technical detail. Think of stepping up as stepping out of the weeds and pushing responsibility down. Focus on strategic plans, priorities, alignment, culture, execution systems, talent development, and obstacle removal. Success isn't just meeting current commitments, it's building sustainable capacity. True leadership is measured by how well your team performs in your absence. Delegating isn't merely assigning work, it's building value in your team. Many managers resist delegating due to trust issues, fear of losing control, or teaching time costs. The math is clear. 10 people working at your level creates more value than you becoming the 11th worker at their level. View delegation as ensuring high-value work happens at appropriate levels. Your role is delivering outcomes by developing people who can step up, making them more valuable while freeing yourself to grow. When delegation fails, determine if the issue is the employee's skills or your approach. Use delegation as a teaching opportunity. Share your process, criteria, and what right looks like. If team members remain incapable despite support, replace them. Competent leaders address low performers and build capable teams. When you can't delegate to a person, delegate to a process. Create systems for repetitive work consuming your time. Efficient systems not only complete work, but position you as a strategic leader who builds business value. Success isn't about your next promotion, it's about what will satisfy you 20 years from now. Real success is personal, not external expectations. Many struggle to define success without concrete goals, like becoming CEO or accumulating wealth. Consider what you truly want in life. Adventures? Passing values to children? Time in nature? Working with brilliant people? Your desired outcome must be authentic, not what you're supposed to want. While precise long-term planning is impossible, a clear desired outcome provides a reference point for evaluating whether current activities align with ultimate goals. Balance rarely works for ambitious people. You'll sometimes work hard at the expense of other aspects. If work makes you miserable, you won't be good to family, and vice versa. View work and life as mutually reinforcing rather than competing. Rising to extraordinary success doesn't require sacrificing everything else. It requires working differently, with strategic focus, intentional visibility, and powerful connections, creating maximum impact while maintaining what matters most.